the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Whether you want to escape the snow or play in it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The radio brings into the home, the schoolroom, the hospital, and news of world events.
We're going old school.
This is Throwback Thursday. Digging up something from the past.
Dusting it off and making it new again.
Throwback Thursday.
On PT Pintcast.
We start things off by saying the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, and we are doing happy hour here at CSM 2017 in San Antonio. We're in Bar Rojo here at the Grand Hyatt at CSM, and we had a little bit of a breaking news story that just came out yesterday. The information dropped yesterday, and we wanted to make sure it got out to you in the form of being able to hear it from the people who are involved with it. So we're going to go from right to left on your radio dial.
I'm Heather Smith. I'm the Director of Quality at the American Physical Therapy Association.
Director of Quality, which means I probably fail the test. Do you have a stamp or something like that you can just put fail next to me? Or?
No, I really don't have a stamp. I think you passed so far.
We'll get you a stamp. And who else?
And I'm Jay Ergang. I'm the Scientific Director for the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry, and my full-time job is Chair and Professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at the University of Pittsburgh.
Perfect. And completing the trio.
All right. I'm Nathan Glusenkamp, and I am the President of Provider Solutions at FIGMD. FIGMD is the technology partner and vendor for the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Cool. So we've tipped our hand. We're talking about the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. But the first question we always ask on the show is always the hardest. What are we drinking today? And we are doing a local brew. This is the Carbatch Brewing Company Love Street Kolsch Style Ale. We had this earlier. I had the pleasure of having Sharon Dunn and Emma Stokes on the couch here at Bar Rojo, and they did some talking, and we had this. So cheers to you guys for coming out and talking with us about the breaking news. But there was a little bit of a breaking news situation. They wanted to make a big announcement here yesterday. And unfortunately, my flight was getting in late, so I couldn't be there for the announcement. But I remember the email that I got, which was also said super top secret, do not share with anyone, which I did not share with anyone, was the future of physical therapy is now. So what are we talking about? You want to start? Heather, we'll let the ladies go first. What are we talking about? What was the announcement that was made yesterday?
Last night was actually the public launch of the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. So we're very excited to announce this game-changing product, which we hope will continue to evolve the profession by leveraging and using the data that we as therapists collect.
So who's going to be, so all right, let's just start from the start. Outcomes Registry, what does it do?
It's an organized repository for data that is mined from the electronic medical record. So it's normal data that physical therapists document every day.
On an everyday basis, cool.
And it can be aggregated and analyzed to evaluate the care and the outcomes of care that are provided by physical therapists.
All right, now I'm going to try to translate, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. PTs all across the country, all across the world, are going to put information into an EMR that they're already using.
Yep.
And because you guys are really smart, you're going to be able to take that information and put it all together and figure out what?
The data can be used to look at a number of different things. So, for example, if we know the diagnosis or the classification of the patient.
And we do that because of their ICD-10 code.
Exactly.
Got it.
And we have their outcome measure,
which we collect
every day.
We're inputting, correct.
And we also know variables that are related to the outcome.
Like what?
Which is what we call risk adjustment.
Okay.
So they might be other comorbidities that might impact, or their age, or other
sex,
health conditions.
Sex, age, other things that happen to the patient.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So just knowing that data, we can describe the outcome of the patients by different classifications or diagnoses, and we can adjust that for other factors that might also influence the outcome of the person. So now we put everybody on a level playing field.
Okay.
So that's one level. If we know exactly what was done from treatment, then we can look and see, okay, was their treatment matched to their classification? And if it was, what were the outcomes?
What happened?
And if the treatment was not matched, what were the outcomes? And okay. Do you get better outcomes when your treatment is matched to the classification of the patient?
Okay. So we're doing, the person has X, I did Y, we got Z. Is my Z normal than all these other Zs that we're measuring from all across the world?
Right. So that's called benchmarking.
Okay.
And you'll be able to compare your results using a robust dashboard to national norms. So
Cool. For
your patients with low back pain, you can see you got this amount of change and this number of visits, and this is how it compares to the national benchmarks.
Okay. And now where do you come in?
Nate, where do I come in?
Yeah, well, because you guys are the data guy. You're the hard number guy.
Yeah, you previously referenced the smart people. So I'm not one of them, but I represent some of them that actually do some.
Whenever
of the work.
Someone tells me they're not smart, typically they're really smart.
Yeah, they try to sandbag you a little bit then, typically, huh? No, so FigMD, we work with a number of different professional societies and associations on exactly this type of work, and there's been a huge amount of interest in it across the last couple of years. So for all of the reasons that Heather and Jay already alluded to. So where we come in is actually serving as that connector from the electronic health record into the registry itself. So we're working on the back end with those elements that are already being captured, documented in the course of a typical encounter, and helping extract that out, normalize it, run the performance metrics, and then deliver that back in the dashboard that Jay just referenced.
So making sure the right numbers are going to the right things, and then how do we take that information and actually get something I can do with it? Having a bunch of statistics is awesome, makes us feel good, but if I can't do anything with it, then what's the point?
Yeah, and I think even going a step past that or a step before that, which is trying to take on the heavy lift of making sense of what's already being documented in the system and making that comparable across multiple different electronic health record systems, care settings, different practice types, all of those types of issues.
Okay, so this is exciting for physical therapy. I want to stick with you, though.
Yeah.
What other organizations have you done this with, and how's it turned out, or what have you seen?
Yeah, no, I actually just came over to FigMD about 6 months ago. I was on the customer side previously, so I'm not only, I'm on the inside of the house now, so you can take what I say with a grain of salt, but I was a satisfied enough customer to come
work for them.
And work for them. I spent 7 years at the American College of Cardiology, so they were one of the early clients for FigMD in the registry work. Some of the other folks are rheumatology, urology, ophthalmology, clinical oncology. The list goes on and on and on, and I think is increasingly common among various clinicians to want to be doing this type of work. So what we've seen is a lot of what's been described is that there's the ability to, one, see how folks are doing in aggregation across patients that have various similar qualifying diagnoses or treatment types or conditions. That's one. How am I doing in the aggregate with my own patients? The second is, again, the benchmarking. How am I doing relative to
everybody else?
Because, I do this 50% of the time, I do this 90% of the time. Interesting, but without a reference point, you might not know what to do with that.
Sure.
It's also interesting to see what the overall standard deviations from those national averages are. Is this something 99% of people are doing all of the time, or is this something 50% of people are doing, but there's huge variability in terms of how often some are at one end and how infrequently at the other. So that's there. I think the third and most interesting piece, though, and we talked about this a bit at the launch event you referenced last night, is the potential for a real-world data repository that can drive research, can drive guidelines, that can give a picture of what is really happening for thousands, if not millions, of patients across the country. So we actually, the registries that we manage total about 40 million patients across the U.S. now.
Wow.
So massive group of folks there. And I think I know that will only continue to grow with the new physical therapy outcomes registry.
Sure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're throwing a lot of things like standard deviation and variability. I just took my boards. I swear I passed them.
It's been quite some time since I took STAT 200 as well. So.
But you're saying that I'll be able to, with that dashboard, even as just a Joe Blow, clinician every day, be able to pull out these numbers with an EMR that I'm already using and know where my patient or where my progress with this particular patient is falling.
Precisely. I mean, it's designed to be very user-friendly, and it's not just the hard work or the heavy lifting of getting the information out of your electronic system, but also presenting it back to you in a way that's actionable.
Right, because I got enough things to do, add one more level on putting data in the thing. I mean, I'd like to be a contributor, but if it's easy enough to do, which is what you're saying, FigMD is doing the heavy lifting of taking those numbers and putting it somewhere, and then being able to get something out of it, that's great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you'll see that with the dashboard, that there's color coding there, there's alerts, there's drill down capabilities. It's really user friendly in terms of let me look at this and actually decide, see where I'm doing very, very well, and
continue
then also areas
or change.
Yep.
As a
great
new,
way to summarize it.
As a new PT, been a PT for 6 months now, I like that because, yes, a lot of my clinical instructors, really, really smart. How'd they get there? A long time. But I'd like to be that good now, but I know I can't. But if this is going to help me, mm-hmm. and I'm a reps guy, if I can see, hey, I've done this and I've gotten this, I'm going to stick with this and I'm going to leave the other thing kind of by the side. Even if it, a lot of times they say, well, it makes sense to do this. But if it doesn't make statistical sense to do it, don't do it.
Well, and I think the other piece to that is the frequency of the feedback. So one of the things that's challenging about quality improvement, with or without benchmarking, is that it can be very laborious to collect the data, and it can take a lot of time to analyze the data and get it back to you in a useful format. And a lot of the quality improvement historically that's done, you're getting feedback reports months and months, if not years, after you actually had that patient encounter.
So what are you going to do then?
You're going to see monthly reports out of the dashboard here from the registry. So you're going to have a very quick view onto how those aggregations, how those performance statistics are actually impacted by what you're doing on the patient encounters that you just had, not 9 months later, 12 months later, 24 months later.
They're taillights by that point, yeah. Heather, what's this going to do? And what's this going to do for PT as a profession? Because this sounds, I'm not even a statistics guy, but this sounds like it's applicable for me because it'll actually give me information I can use.
For physical therapists, I think this is going to be a real game changer. We obviously collect a ton of data as we practice today. But really, this is going to allow us to leverage that data in ways we've never leveraged it before. So you're actually going to see that data by patient population. You'll be able to look at patients who have more comorbidities, which Jay talked about. We really believe this is going to help us to navigate our future. So we are moving into this value-based payment structure, and we're seeing that reflected in a number of different ways, including new models like the joint replacement model. And so therapists are going to need to understand, how many visits do I see these patients for? What are my outcomes? How can I talk to partners? How can I talk to the physicians, the hospitals, other players in that model to really bring my great practice into this equation and help our patients get better sooner with better outcomes? I also think that one of the other things that I'm most excited about the registry is not just the way we practice today, but the way we might practice in the future, and things like prevention and wellness come to mind immediately. Being able to look at, would an annual visit really truly change the cost of care? There are so many fronts and so many different places that we haven't gone yet as a profession. I think that this data will really empower us to take a lot of steps forward into new arenas.
Yeah, I like that very much. Is this free?
No, it's not free.
Okay, so how does this work? I mean, you're getting something out of it.
Yeah, so the way it's structured is a facility or a practice would come to us and sign a contract. There is a price per therapist. Members get a discount, as with much of our pricing structures.
With membership, has its privileges.
And then you would be essentially in the registry. And, I think Nathan really talked about how that works. I think the single data entry is a great way to help PTs be more efficient in practice and have a ton of powerful data at their fingertips.
I like that. A very real world Monday morning applicable when I can see this information on a monthly basis or however frequent you can get that information.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pintcast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools, from high-quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Want to talk about research. It's got to have some research potential, right?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. This big buzzword these days is big data.
Yeah.
This will be big data. We'll provide very rich data on what was done to the patient, what were their outcomes, what were other factors that contributed to their outcomes that can be used, you know, for a wide variety of clinical research topics or health services research topics. It's also going to provide great training opportunities for individuals that are interested in health services research through things like CoStar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you said big data, but I almost want to call it small data because it's a bunch of practitioners individually putting in to amount to big data.
Exactly.
So I can help out a little bit, and then I'm going to benefit by all this information that's collected over which eventually becomes big data. You're making actually statistics not sound that scary. I'm like, I get it. If I'm a small part of this, I can help out.
Yeah, we should have done that before we started talking about standard deviations. I jumped the gun a little bit there.
I was just helping a friend study for boards, and I was like, I remember what standard deviation is. It's, you know, the picture with the lines and the bell. That's, you know, what is it? I don't know. It's the thing with the line. I don't know. What else does a PT in the audience who's practicing, what else should they know about this so that they're sold? Yes, I see the benefit. I'm going to jump on board.
So we talked about the research uses. That's one small part. But there's a practice improvement part, which you kind of alluded to already, where you can see your results and see where you're doing really well and see areas where there's opportunities for improvement. Maybe that means you need to direct yourself in terms of additional, you know, continuing education or mentoring or whatever. So, and then you can see the effects of that training on how it's changed your practice. Are you now adhering to the guidelines and are you getting better results? So there's that practice improvement. There's quality improvement so that it improves the organization and reduces the variation of care, standardizes care, and research has shown that just by standardizing care processes, get better outcomes automatically.
Yeah, instead of I'm doing this today, I'm doing this tomorrow.
Right, and then I think the big hook is that going forward in the future, and if Heather's predictions are correct, in 2019, physical therapists are going to have to submit quality measures to get either an incentive for payment or to avoid a penalty.
A penalty, okay.
And the registry has the goal of becoming a qualified clinical data registry. So that will be a mechanism by which organization can submit their quality metrics to CMS and other payers so that they will qualify for the quality payment programs.
Okay, we're hearing quality a lot, so I know Heather's like, I'm in, this is my thing, I'm quality control.
Yeah, one of the really exciting things about the registry is, and Nathan did talk about this, in the past for the Medicare quality reporting programs, a lot of our providers submitted their data through claims, which is great because it's free. The bad news on that is they don't get their feedback reports until after the year closes.
Right. Yeah.
And the standard penalty that we've kind of been facing in the last couple of years has been 2%. When we potentially go into MIPS in 2019, that plus or minus is going to be as high as 7%, going to 9% in 2020. And so from my standpoint, when I think about how do we prepare our profession for this, they have got to be seeing their data on a regular basis so they can make those real-time adjustments and prepare themselves to really earn as much back as they can in these type of payment models so that they can be prepared for future adjustments.
Good protection against what's coming next. So that's your prediction. So who's going to win the World Series this year since you're good at predicting? What do you got?
I don't do sports.
You don't do sports.
You could double down on the Cubs. You said you were from the Chicagoland
area. I am from the Chicago
initially.
Area.
No, I think, I mean, I agree with the predictions as well. I think that's why FigMD, our organization, has seen so much interest in registries and in quality reporting and the like. So clearly that's there. And I think that there's this long-term shift that's occurring from payment for volume to payment for value. So being able to demonstrate how patients are doing across time, not just I did X number of Y interventions. Right. So I think there's a long-term shift there that's not going away, and there's preparation for that, whether it's, you know, 2017 or 2019. I mean, that's happening. I think the other piece, or maybe the flip side of that coin, that's potentially more positive as opposed to just, you know, we better do this thing or we're going to get hurt in the future, although I think that that's real, is I really view registries like this as a way to realize a lot of the promise of health information technology. I mean, the notion that there's digitalization and portability of records we've taken on a lot of the pain of that already in terms of dealing with these clunky interfaces, having to do clicks, having to input things. Let's get something out of that. Right. Let's get something that's useful, actionable, and insightful for our practices, for our individual patients, but also in a national aggregate right now that can guide us in the future. Okay. I really believe registries are the driver of that, of realizing a lot of that promise of health information technology.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I said it just the other day. I was like, you know what? I'm probably the only person who's ever going to read what I just wrote about this patient in a record. And now, at least, if I knew that, I'd feel a little better about it. But sometimes I'm writing and I never get any feedback about it. I don't get anything out of me writing this note, except, you know, I'm watching progress and I'm still on I'm on a paper-based system still, working towards, you know, the 20th century. But if I knew that I'm going to get something out of this and other people are going to get something out of it too, we can kind of share in that little data becoming big data, that means a lot more. To me anyway, it just feels like it means a lot more.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's going to benefit our patients tremendously. We've talked about in numerous different examples about how that's really going to change. And I do think it's very exciting. I think it's the first time many therapists are going to be able to see their data in this fashion. And I think it's going to really spur people to have a lot of innovative thoughts. And, you know, that's exciting for the future.
Yeah, we love to bang the drum of this evidence-based practice thing that we've become. And I was talking this morning with I forget who, because I've done like 9 interviews today. But there was a time when evidence-based practice wasn't a thing. So I was talking with John Childs. He's like, yeah, it was the early 2000s when we really started to bang the drum on evidence-based practice. But I've only been around the field of physical therapy since 2013 when I started school. So to me, it's just always been there. So to see this, it's like, yeah, why? Hopefully 10 years from now, someone goes, yeah, why wasn't there just wasn't always a registry? Why wasn't that just always the thing? What else do we need to know before we close out?
Visit our website.
Where can we get more information about this?
www.ptoutcomes.com. And we've got a whole host of information on there. If you haven't seen our new video, which is on Facebook and Twitter, just find us at the APTA Twitter handle or on our Facebook page.
At APTA Tweets. Cool.
Anything else?
I would just say you made a good selection on the local beer here.
Yeah,
Jimmy, I would compliment you on that.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys taking the time out, Heather J. And Nate, and looking forward to this. I think it's really, really exciting. And I think it is what will be the future of physical therapy. So pumped to bring it to the audience and have you guys share your thoughts.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Our home on the internet.
PTPINECAST.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.